And, of course, one of the monster stories of the day is that the Rams have acquired Von Miller from the Denver Broncos for a second and third round pick. Try throwing double coverage at Aaron Donald now with Leonard Floyd and Von Miller rushing the passer. They are going to get after it, man, after this gigantic pickup. I'm telling you, I saw a show this weekend that I think is going to be a big hit, especially with basketball fans. Joining us right now is O'Shea Jackson Jr., our buddy O'Shea Jackson Jr. Show is called Swagger. What's going on, O'Shea?
What's up, man? Yeah, finally back from Ireland. Enjoying all the positive press from the show. I'm loving Von Miller to the Rams. I told my dad, and he said, is anything that makes Denver fans upset, that he's all for. So, yeah.
Raider fan Von Miller. The core, yeah. O'Shea, why were you in Ireland?
Well, I was in Ireland filming this movie called Cocaine Bear. Elizabeth Banks is directing it. Ray Liotta's in it. Kerry Russell. My man Alden Ehrenreich. Pretty good cast. And a pretty wild movie. It's a very, very, very dark comedy. It's based on a true story.
Okay, good. Looking forward to it.
So, So Swagger, I'm watching. You know what I love about Swagger, and this is the new show on Apple Plus. What I love about Swagger is that all the basketball feels real. You play an AAU coach, and you've got this star kid named Jace, and all the basketball feels real. And you've got some game, man. You got to play some hoops.
Yeah, man. I don't know. You know, people remember that 3-on-3 ESPN game that we need to figure out how we can bring back. But it's a real beautiful technique that I think they're going to start using in sports films and other series as well. That Reggie Rock, our showrunner and main director, used. He let me know before I signed up. Now, we weren't going to have some regular basketball show where they show you shooting the jump shot and cut to it going in the basket the same way 30 times. But I know you're going to have to really make your shots. And it makes the show gritty, and it makes you feel that pressure as an actor because, you know, if you don't make these, we're going to be here all day, bro. So they got us a basketball trainer for the entire cast to make sure we kept our skills up during and away from filming, and I let them know that I've been watching the greatest basketball franchise of all time, the Lakers, since I was a boy. I know what to do.
Hey, Shea, were you by chance at the Laker game last night?
No, I couldn't get to it as much as I was dying to. I was dressed as Prince Eric from Little Mermaid for my little girl.
I thought you might be with Halloween. Yeah, I didn't know.
How old's your little girl now?
She's 4, man, so I'm in full dad mode, watching all types of cartoon shows. I'm loving life. She's at the age where we hang out, you know, she's outside right now driving one of her little drivable remote control cars.
Excellent.
And I'm hiding away on Mason and Ireland.
Perfect. Hey, Shea, Kevin Durant's one of the creators of Swagger. Did you meet Durant? Did you have any conversations with him? Was he involved at all, or did he just kind of create it and turn it over?
No, Kevin, at the time of us filming, you know, he was nursing a ruptured Achilles.
Oh,
so,
really?
You know, it was a lot of things that kind of held him back. And then on top of that, then the COVID situation happened, so he couldn't physically get to us. But he made sure, you know, I had his number. Him and Isaiah Hill, who plays Jace Carson, they stayed in contact constantly. There was a situation where he jumped on a Zoom meeting and allowed the entire cast a Q&A to just kind of pick his brain. And there was a situation where it was my turn to ask a question, and I asked him if he knew that the Lakers were the 2020 NBA champion, if he was aware of this. And, I don't know why, but he stopped answering my text, and he hasn't really, hit me back. But,
Never been prouder of you.
So the kid, the prodigy, is named Jace. Is that supposed to be Durant? Is this Durant's story?
It's pieces of Durant's story, more of what it takes to get there. There are things that, you know, are just impossible for it to be Kevin, based off Kevin Durant's life completely. You know, the show takes place only, you know, a year back, you know, so it's, we've got things that are coming up, speaking on the police brutality that we all faced last summer, and, you know, throughout history. And then we also bring up the pandemic later on in the series. So it has pieces of what Durant had to go through as a player, but as an individual, it is all Jace Carson. It's a modern day story. We wanted to do something where we speak on current events and kind of keep people engaged. The main goal, I think, with the show is to teach young athletes how to, you know, look for red flags, how to prepare themselves, and not to be scared to ask for help. You know, we live in a society where people are trying to tell you, you know, you got to be tough and take it all your own all the time. And we don't know that the medicine we need could be the people around us.
What?
I'm not sure what that was, Shay.
Yeah.
That's all right. 39 teams have gone home. That's
yeah,
all
yeah.
I know.
39 teams Jorge have gone home.
Jorge got bored and started watching Around the Horn for some reason. I don't know. All right. So, Shay, I know you've been working a lot, but I also know you've seen at least a little bit of the new look Lakers with Westbrook, AD, and LeBron. What do you like? What are you worried about? What's your thoughts on the Lakers after seven games?
I mean, you know, you just said it right there. It's only seven games. I definitely might have broken some things when we lost to the OKC Thunder.
Yep.
But, you know, that's still up for grabs. Yeah, but it's seven games. Also, we're not even the team yet. You know, we got four players out. I really, really have been looking at the Kendrick Nunn signing as an X factor. You know, this dude was second place in Rookie of the Year votings back when Ja won. Kendrick Nunn can be lightning off the bench, and I really want to see what he does. This isn't our fully constructed team yet, but I know Laker fans are tired of singing that song. We did that all last year. So I just think we need to stagger the LeBron-Westbrook minutes, because obviously Russell showed that when LeBron's not playing, that he can pick up the ball and he's going to know what to do with it. You know, that was something that we faced whenever LeBron was out. Kind of chalk it up as an L. But now we have a new look. Once Vogel figures out his lineups, which, once again, as a Laker fan, I'm tired of saying. But once he's figured out his lineup, you know, I think we're going to be okay. We got some tough cookies on this Lakers team.
See, I think one of the big things, Shay, and you hit on it, is Westbrook is on the floor, which means you've got somebody to run the offense when LeBron is out. LeBron has already been out two games with a sore ankle. I'm thinking LeBron doesn't need to push as hard. I don't mind DNP rest for LeBron this year. What about you?
Definitely not. You know, play off Bron, baby. You know, just keep him rested. Also, yeah, you got to let Russ off that leash. Not saying that LeBron is holding him back, but he respects him so much for what he brings to a team as a teammate and as a friend that, you know, he kind of, you know, eases up off the pedal a little bit, not to step on any toes. It kind of reminds me of when Bron went to Miami. In that first year, he didn't want to step on Dwayne Wade's toes because Dwayne Wade had already established something there in the city. And, you know, they just got to have a coming of the minds and let him know, bro, do you. We're here for you to be you. He's getting more comfortable. I have both on my fantasy team because you never know which one's going to go off.
Nice.
And so, yeah, always got faith in the purple and gold, man. There's always light.
All right. Now, Shay, did you take your daughter trick-or-treating last night?
Yes.
All right. What was the best stuff she got? What was the loser candy this year that she didn't like?
Oh, well, this guy gave out these little lollipops, these little suckers called Dum Dums. She doesn't really like those strictly because of the name. also, I don't let her have Jolly Ranchers or like Gobstoppers, you know, anything that
straight
she can choke on that'll lead to a hospital bill. I don't want, you know, I don't need any of that. But, yeah, she loves, my baby loves chocolate. And so I made sure that I stole all the left Twix because I only eat left Twix. And, yeah,
what's wrong with the right
Twix?
They have a fact. They have different factories. They're two different. Yeah, they're two different factories. The left Twix factory and the right Twix factory.
I'm left Twix all day, John. Don't start with me. You know how I get.
Yeah, I'm totally unaware of this. If this aspect of a Twix bar.
Yeah, man, left Twix all day, every day.
All right, I'll look into it.
Okay, so I got a couple more questions about the show. What does DMV stand for? Is it D.C., Maryland, Virginia?
Absolutely. That's it right there. I asked the same thing, and everybody looked at me crazy, but I'm like, you know, I've never heard of a whole area covering multiple states to be called something like that, but that's the DMV. Kevin Durant wanted to stay true to that. That is his upbringing, you know, that whole area. Has given us some, you know, some good NBA players, obviously, with Kevin Durant being one of them. And, yeah, we stayed true to it. That's why, as you guys remember, I was kidnapped in Virginia for almost a year.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a great area.
Then the other thing is, did you watch Ted Lasso?
Yeah, Ted Lasso's funny. I like Ted Lasso.
So I feel like your character – Coach Ike is channeling Ted Lasso sometimes. You get these great big inspirational speeches. Did that have any effect on you?
No, because I was we were filming, I think, while that was still, I don't know if they were finished by then, but yeah, I hadn't watched it. Who's really my inspiration when I'm Ike is a mixture of my own father, who was my original basketball coach, and Greg Popovich. You know, Greg Popovich was somebody that I watched a lot, who, you know, Greg Popovich, as much as he is all about the team, he'll chew you out, all right? You will get benched. Do not start with me. And so I just wanted to have that drill sergeant who also believed in you, you know, that tough love aspect. So if you mix Ice Cube and Greg Popovich together, you get Isaac Kennedy Edwards, icon.
Awesome, man.
There you go.
Well, listen, show gets a strong recommend. Swagger, the first three episodes are out on Apple TV. I watched all three of them after the Lakers game last night. Really good stuff, man. And congrats on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. You know, this is always my second home. Lakers in five. Go Rams all day and twice on Sunday.
Nice. All right. Thanks, Shay.
Thanks, man.
All right, man.
All right. See ya.
Hey, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, really tough. He's talking about the basketball shot. So there's one – this isn't spoiling anything. There's one point where the Jace kid, the lead kid, is shooting free throws. And Shay is walking around him and giving a big speech the entire time. And that kid makes seven straight free throws with no cuts. You've got to make your shot. He was saying that. You've got to make your shots if you're on that show. And if you don't, they're going to reshoot the whole thing because the basketball is really real on Swagger. So it's really cool.
If they don't, they can just play for the Houston Rockets, who made 15 of 29 free throws last night.
There you go. Like that.
Miss Mahe. Hey, by the way, Bergman. Did he leave again?
No, something interesting happening back here.
What's happening?
Bergman,
I'm learning the board. I had to run away from the microphone.
So, Delta, you know, we fly Delta on the Laker planes.
Right.
They're putting Peloton on the screens, you know, the in-seat, back-of-seat screens.
On the plane?
On the plane. It's exclusively for Delta. They're going to teach stretching, meditating, or falling asleep. So maybe if you flew Delta, you would use your Peloton a little bit more. What do you think?
Hey, maybe I do have the Peloton app that comes with all of it. So yeah, that absolutely works.
There you go.
You know what the app does? You know what the app does to let you fall asleep?
Starts.
No, it plays the Travis and Sliwa show.
Listen to you. That is a really good show.
Shots.
All right. Coming up next, is there any reason for a high school football team to win a game 106-0?
And I want to take some calls on this. 877-710-ESPN. Because one of the big questions, Inglewood beat Morningside 106-0. The quarterback threw 13 touchdown passes. By the way, Greg, that quarterback signed to go to UCLA. He threw 13 touchdown passes. They went for two when they were up 104-0. But here's the question. If you're going to kill him for it, if you're going to kill Inglewood for it, what should they have done? Should they have just taken a knee? Done the – I don't know. We'll get into it, Mace.
Yeah, we'll get into it coming up now.
It's an interesting debate.
104-0 was the final score. That's a joke. Mason and Ireland. Oh, don't forget, Million Dollar Monday. Don't want to forget, Million Dollar Monday. At some point today, Ireland is telling a lie. If you can figure it out, you're a winner for Million Dollar Monday at 3:30. That means you get Rams Titans tickets and a shot at $1 million. Million Dollar Monday only on Mason and Ireland at 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Lie of the day. One strong idea for Million Dollar Monday. 3:30 is your chance to win. And let's just put this to bed. Right, I love the Travis and Sliwa show. I'm just I kid them because I love them, John.
All right, let's get into this. Let's get into this Inglewood versus Morningside football game on Friday night.
Yes.
So these are two schools that are less than 5 miles apart from each other. Inglewood is loaded this year. They have a really, really good team. They have, I believe, I read that they have 7 players committed to major universities.
Yeah, 7 players.
All are transfer students. The other team, Morningside, is just rebuilding their football program. So this was a gigantic mismatch on paper from the beginning.
Right.
And so they played at El Camino College on Friday night. Inglewood beat Morningside 106-0. Justin Martin, a quarterback who is committed to UCLA, threw 13 touchdown passes, including a 2-point conversion pass when his team was leading 104-0. Mace, we always say we have no problem with people running up the score.
Professionals. I have no problem with professionals doing it.
But there is a limit to anything. He kept this kid, the coach kept this kid, the UCLA commit, in until the end of the game.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's a classless move.
Okay, so how should this have been? It was 59-0 at the end of the first quarter. And that's when they agreed to go to a running clock. So they went to a running clock.
You pull your starters. That's what you do. You pull your starters. There's no reason for a kid to throw 13 touchdown passes. You let him throw 5. Then you let the backup play. Then you let the backups play. You use this as an opportunity to develop the younger players, not to play your 7 guys who are going to go D1, but to play everybody else. Empty the bench, play out the strings, as they say. This is an embarrassment, and I find it to be just a totally classless move.
Okay, so this isn't unprecedented in this school district. In 1990, Morningside's Lisa Leslie, who we love,
great. She's the best.
Scored 101 of her team's 102 points in the first half of a girls' basketball game against South Torrance. Lisa Leslie had 101 points in one half. South Torrance refused to come out after halftime to finish the game. The final score was 102-24. So stuff like this has happened before.
I love Lisa Leslie, and you know, 4 Olympic gold medals and legendary career and all that, and a really, really wonderful person to deal with, you know, face to face. But that's classless of that school to allow that to happen.
Okay, so let me tell you something that happened when I was in high school. we were, when I was in high school, they started Irvine High. Okay. There was no, now Irvine's been around for 40 years and it's an established school. But when I was there, I went to Cornell Lamar. University was the only high school in Irvine. That's where Will Ferrell went to school.
Okay.
And Irvine was starting. It was like a brand new school. So, and we had a really good team. And so at the end of the first quarter, we were up 30-4. And at halftime, we were up, I think it was 58-8. Mm. And our coach came into the locker room, and he went to the other coach. He goes, hey, we'd be happy to go to a running clock. And the other coach said, no, we're trying to build a program here. I need to teach my kids. Just tell your kids to play. So my coach put all the bench guys in, and I was one of them, and he told us, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pass the ball at least 5 times, and we're going to take shot clock violations. We're going to work on our passing, but nobody shoots in the second half. And, like, if we got a steal or something, we would just pass it around until we took a shot clock and hand the ball to the ref. I think the final score of the game was something like 60-28.
Okay. So at some point, they did call off the dogs at some point.
Well, no, 100%. But isn't we against the wishes of the other coach? Isn't that like showing pity on him? Isn't that a bad option too?
No.
You like what my coach did?
No, what you should do, and we're sort of mixing these stories together. It sounds like the team Corona Del Mar called off the dogs.
Correct.
On Irvine High, right?
Correct. Yeah,
and
we stopped shooting.
And they gave Irvine High the opportunity to not be completely and totally humiliated.
Right. We passed it around until the shot clock went off, and then we handed the ball to the ref, and then they came down, and we just played regular defense.
Yeah, so you used it as a game to develop,
game. We treated it like a practice.
Yeah. Now, to me, that's the right way to approach this. Why is your starting quarterback... And by the way, at the end, throwing a pass for a 2-point conversion,
when it's 104
to
nothing.
To make? What's the point you're trying to make?
It had to be personal, didn't it?
Wasn't it has
this
to be.
Like the only reason you would do something like that is if you were trying to embarrass someone, right?
So we had a phone call, a guy named Stu, but he hung up, so he's gone. Otherwise, he would be okay. Talking to him. He
by
said
the way, you guys can call in on this, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776.
So Morningside is Inglewood's rival. So this was their absolute. So that's why they went out. It was personal. They went big on them because of who they were.
Okay. Yeah. So Greg, is George and Cerritos still online?
Yeah.
All right. Hey George, you're on 710 ESPN. George, you have no problem with what Inglewood did?
I have no problem with running up a score and killing a team. The caveat is this. If I'm going to be blowing out a team, I would agree. I would put all my bench guys in there so that they get a chance to get experience and so forth. And, you know, when I've coached before in City League games, that's what I did. When we were blowing out teams by huge margins, the second half, I put all the bench guys. And I would not let any of the starters play in the second half. I'd say, you know what, we're blowing out the team.
For that
quarterback. I would have no hesitation just blowing out and killing the team at all, even if it was 106-0.
But isn't that, in essence, beating him 106-0?
No. He's saying put your backups in. Let your younger guys who don't normally get to play in games, let your backup quarterback and your backups play.
Right, but Mace, I guess what I'm asking is, once it got to be, it was 59-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Right.
Okay, so you play all your backups. Do you tell the backups not to
score? No, you tell them to score. You just don't leave your starter in. Why do you leave a kid in to throw 13 touchdown passes and at the end of the game a pass for a 2-point conversion? You know, if your third string quarterback is in there, let your third string quarterback play. But you don't play your guy who's going D1 for an entire game and let him throw 13 touchdown passes. That, to me, is just a classless move.
Soft.
Greg, what would you do?
It is soft. I would just let him do whatever he wanted to do. This is a rival. You go out there, you stop him.
59-0 is a rivalry.
It's called. You know what's going to happen? This Inglewood is going to talk about for years and years forever about how the time that they beat their rival Morningside 106-0. This
you
is
know
now
what's
history.
Happen? This coach and the CIF is already looking into it. may face some kind of sanction because of what he did.
There's no reason for that. Absolutely, I think that's ridiculous in itself. I mean, this is just like with getting trophies for everybody. You just don't do it. It's
no,
fine.
No. This has nothing to do with getting trophies for everybody.
I mean, it's soft. It is exactly that.
What do you think high school is for? High school is to prepare you to be an adult. You don't have to embarrass these kids.
Then they should have played better.
They don't have the ability to match up.
I got no problem with what Englewood is doing. No, I know it doesn't. That, exactly, because this wouldn't happen in the NFL.
The Rams didn't play Matthew Stafford through the end of the game. Once it was out of control, they pulled Matthew Stafford.
Right. That's the NFL. This is not the NFL. This is high school.
Correct. But why wouldn't you do the same thing? Once my starting quarterback has thrown, let's just be generous and say 8 touchdown passes. I say, all right, let's go to the backup. Emergency break glass. Let's go to the second guy. And if he does really well, let's go to the third guy.
Let him get his stats. Let him get his accolades. Let him do all that stuff.
Meaningless stats.
They're not meaningless for them. It's not meaningless for the school. It's all of this stuff.
13 touchdown passes. They are meaningless because this has overshadowed his performance.
SportsCenter put out a tweet about this, right? If he left after the first quarter, were they going to put a stat out about this?
No.
Does SportsCenter put this out
into
the
universe? But when you read the tweet, do you think more or less of that team?
I don't think anything different. I think good for them. Oh my God, that's crazy. We talk about it today, and then we never talk about it again.
Englewood's quarterback, this kid Justin Martin, who's going to UCLA.
Great. Love
set it. Set a CIF Southern Section record with those 13 touchdown passes. If I were him, I would be embarrassed.
No, absolutely not.
Well, guess what? He's going to play for the morning side of the Pac-12, so get ready.
We lost again this weekend. Although at least, hey, Greg, you know what we say now? At least we're not USC.
Exactly.
Big win for US. Oh, you know what I feel bad, though? You see that London got hurt. Drake London got hurt.
Their best
wide receiver, who is for sure
was probably the best wide receiver in the country. Had more catches and more yardage than any wide receiver in the country.
NFL draft pick blew out his knee and is done for the year. I felt so bad for him.
And by the way, the other thing is Jackson Dart. They got a quarterback controversy. Actually, I want to bring that up coming up next. Plus 877-710-ESPN. Somebody just texted me. Who is this text from? John and Ramona. This is from Ramona. Ask Greg how many football games he's played in.
I played
JV football. I was a safety, starting safety for the entire season.
JV team.
I had an interception.
Apparently, if they would have had you, they might have only lost 90 to nothing.
Yeah.
I had an interception. I had 13 tackles in one game. My biggest tackle was against Lorenzo
Booker.
All right,
enough with your legendary JV football.
You and Dave Singer,
career.
Backup second baseman at Culver High.
Yeah.
He was a backup. I was a starter.
Yeah,
all right.
What was your record that year?
We'll get some more of your phone calls in on this if you want. 877-710-ESPN. Also, I thought there was an interesting, surprising odds for NBA title that came out today. Now, the top two are obvious. The third one is less obvious, and I want to bounce that off you coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
And I was a starter. This is not even fair that you guys are doing this to me. I was a starter. I was a starting safety. I was everything, and that was my...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, Mace, Von Miller, Aaron Donald, and Jalen Ramsey on the same defense.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, Leonard Floyd, who leads the team in sacks.
Yeah, because everybody's too worried about Aaron Donald.
The Rams led the league in sacks before this. Now they add Von Miller.
Yep. All right, we were
straight
just talking
to the Super Bowl.
About, yeah, we were just talking about this high school game between Inglewood and Morningside. Inglewood 106, Morningside 0. Starting quarterback threw 13 touchdown passes and went for two when they were up 104-0. Here's Tony in Valencia on line four. Hey, Tony, how should this have been handled?
Well, I want to know where the administration for both schools are. Where's the Inglewood administrator to say, hey, coach, you know, enough is enough? These coaches were at a school called Hawkins High School years ago, and they got run out of there for all kinds of violations. If I'm an official in that game and they're up by a large margin, you know what I'm doing? I'm throwing a flag every time they score. Hey, illegal man downfield, holding something. This team is obviously undermanned. These kids don't deserve it. I broadcast high school sports, John. You know that.
Right.
And these kids, nobody deserves that. And where's the quarterback coming up to the coach and saying, taking some responsibility and saying, you know what, coach, you know, why don't we give my backup a chance? You know what, I'm going to UCLA. Let me be the bigger man here and set the example and say, let somebody else come in and play. And why are you throwing the ball? Run the ball.
Yeah, it was running.
Tell me, do you know anything about this Inglewood coach, this Movon James?
Apparently he was at a school named Hawkins High School a couple of years ago, and they got run out, and I'd have to fact check this, but they got run out of there for all kinds of recruiting violations and other things that were, let's say, inappropriate.
All right, so I wonder, Tony, if there was something personal here, more than the fact that these schools are just rivals, because the only way, like you said, the only way I'm leaving my college-bound quarterback in there is if I'm trying to embarrass somebody or send a personal message. It just doesn't make sense. Thank you for the phone call. Something doesn't pass the smell.
Yeah,
test
I hope
here.
In the CIF they play St. John Bosco or Modern Day and they get taken apart.
Here's Zach in Studio City on line one. Hey, Zach.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I saw more, you know, when you watch the UFC or boxing and you see one person just getting pummeled, that same physical and mental break that the opponent has is getting beat is the same thing that happened in football. And what do we all scream when we watch that? Ref, call it. You know, coach, throw in the flat or, you know, throw in the towel. We don't like seeing that, so I don't know why it flies for a high school sport.
All right, thanks, man, for the phone call.
Yeah, it really shouldn't. It shouldn't. To me, this is embarrassing.
So
I'd love to know more about this Milvon James.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what should have happened. Like, I'm trying to think. If I'm officiating that game, like
right.
Tony's point was interesting. I could say to the coach that's running up the score, what are you doing? And call some phantom penalties and, you know, to try and control. But that's against the rules. I could go to the other coach. I mean, they kicked in the running clock. I could go to obviously the other coach, the team that had 0 points wasn't gaining any yards when they got to be on offense. I guess I could call some penalties to keep them with the ball, but I mean, is that the way to play it? I'm not sure.
I have a question.
Yeah.
In baseball, I have a high school brother.
Right.
Can you call a mercy rule at some point?
I would think you could. I think the mercy rule is the running clock. I think that after the first quarter,
right,
when it was 59-0, they said, okay, we're just going to start the clock and have it run. It's not even going to stop on an incomplete pass. All right. It's just going to run. So you're only going to play an actual 15 minutes of game time. But apparently this one team just had no mercy and just was going to run up the score no matter what. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to think of, first of all, the buck kind of stops with Inglewood because they were the team running up the score.
Oh, yeah.
Very easily can call the same play every time and just run it up the middle. And I know there are people saying, well, that's pity. You don't want to show pity. But it seems like when you're up 60-0, that would be the right
thing.
But
even at the minimum, John, let your backup play.
Yeah, that I don't get.
Why does he have to throw 13 touchdowns? Let your backups play.
You know what I remember? I remember USC, guys like Carson Palmer and maybe some other people, or Matt Leinart, throwing deep on UCLA over and over again at the end of games and just running up the score. Because they could do it to him because it was their rival.
You left out a very convenient part of that story.
Yeah.
that at the end of that game, I think Pete Carroll was still at USC.
Yeah, Pete Carroll ran up on score all the time.
And somebody from USC, they were up like 40 to nothing, and they were letting the clock run out.
And it was Rick Neuheisel called a timeout, right?
Right.
Oh, ooh, you called a timeout.
And
so
Pete Carroll said, what are you doing? I'm trying to let you let the clock run out, let you walk up the field. So after he called timeout, USC
threw a bomb.
Oh, yeah.
So that did it because there was a timeout. That makes it okay. That makes it okay.
Why was Neuheisel calling a timeout at the end of the game when he's down 40 to nothing?
I mean, to try and put a couple points on the board, whatever.
Oh,
I mean, at least
please.
He's still trying.
USC
he's still
had
going.
The ball.
Wait, okay, Greg. So you're saying the point is that UCLA was still trying? What? So USC should stop trying?
No, they should still try. Just like Morningside should have kept trying, and just like Inglewood should have kept trying.
You don't. Yeah. I don't even think you believe what you're saying.
No, I 100% believe it. I don't believe that you're this soft.
No,
I really thought
you
were not going to be this soft.
Yourself. You're trying to convince yourself.
No, absolutely. No, you're trying to convince me that I'm not. I have absolutely believed
this. You know,
there's
a difference between 40 to nothing and 106 to nothing, right?
I understand that, but these types of things happen all the time. There are times in high school where teams put up over 100 points. And
yeah,
now you
okay,
have a you had a he had a right. This is not a hot take.
Greg,
yours,
strikes again.
Yours is being this soft hot take of being a cold take.
There are
ridiculous.
People. There are people out there with Bergman's position.
Soft.
There are people out there that believe it. I just think it's weird.
Do you think Greg
Bergman,
believes it?
I can't tell.
I absolutely believe it in your soft takes.
But hey, all I tell you is you better come hard with jump ball and not soft pedal it at the end of the segment or else.
Yeah, from now on, we're gonna call people out when they're soft, Greg.
Ooh. That's fine. Yeah. Go right ahead.
All right,
that'd be great.
We'll do it. Coming up next for you is Jump Ball, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so none of us watched the World Series last night. Well, I did, I was here working it, but there was a trivia question that occurred. With most likely a universal DH coming next year, the final pitcher probably hit in the game last night. Do you know who it was?
Final pitcher hit in a game.
Because the series is going back to Houston.
Right.
So the pitchers aren't hitting anymore.
Exactly. So we may have seen the last pitcher hitting last night. Do you know who that guy was?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess just because of the way you asked the question.
Okay.
Was it Pedro Baez?
Oh, man. I don't think he's in this series.
Was it Tyler Matzik?
No. It was Kendall Graveman of the Houston Astros.
On Halloween.
Yes, on
Halloween.
Oh, look
on
at
Halloween.
You. Look at you. So are you for or against the universal DH now? I know, Mason, you're a little bit more old school like me. Where are you on this?
I'm now for it. I've come around to it. I just Max Scherzer, who's a good athlete, was 0-for-70 this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a bummer to the guys that actually hit. Like, it's going to be a bummer to guys like Julio Urias and guys that really take pride in that. But I think it is time for the universal DH.
I preferred National League over American League is there's more strategy. You have to decide whether to take the pitcher out or let him hit. But now that no pitchers virtually work on their hitting, I mean, there's a couple of guys like Zach Greinke who are natural athletes.
You got a hit last night.
That get hits, but. But I just think, Greg, it's so – the hitting on the pitchers is so bad and the base running is so bad that one of them's going to get hurt. And I'm for universal DH now.
Yeah, I'm for universal DH. Also, I think anything we can do to increase action in the game is a good thing. And I think that too often a hitter is just an absolute wasted out. It's easy to pitch around or pitch to the hitter, which changes the way – you approach each inning. So, I'm in favor of universal DH now. And I do think it's going to happen, by the way. Bergman, do you like it?
No, I hate the universal DH. I think it's a waste of – you're paying a guy millions and millions of dollars to only play one half of the game. You're only playing the offensive side of the game. Then you go up four times, you hit, and then you go sit down.
You're only paying the pitchers to play one half.
They're still playing defense. They're playing pitching. They're also hitting. So they're doing the offense and the defense, and they're playing both sides. Everybody plays both sides except for the DH. They go up four times in a game, sit down, and that's it. That is the extent of their time on the field. And I think that's ridiculous.
I've got no issue with it. I'm in favor of more action, not less action. Bergman, with this one, I completely disagree.
That's fine. All right, over the weekend.
The guy running the buzzer is asleep.
Yeah. Over the weekend, one of John's many, many crushes was seen holding hands with Pete Davidson at not Ooh. Scary.
Oh,
song,
I heard this.
And
yeah.
seemingly on a double date with Kourtney and Travis Barker. That would be Kourtney Kardashian. Pete Davidson has now been linked to Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, and now Kim Kardashian, among others.
What?
Kim and Pete did a skit together on SNL when she hosted as Aladdin and Jasmine and shared a kiss on screen. So, John, this is your area of expertise. Yeah. Go.
Well, as I've often said, one of my dreams is to be Kim Kardashian's sixth husband, and I think she's only had four, so there's room for me and Pete in the world.
Has she really had four?
She got married right when she was, like, 18. Then she got married. Does the Chris Humphreys one count because it got annulled?
Sure, it counts. Yeah, if you went through
so
the
that
process.
That still counts. Then after that, she... I think there was one more before Kanye, but I can't remember. Then there was Kanye. So this, the one coming up will be at least number four. And I'm looking to be number six. So we've got room.
Well, I think okay this answers the question once and for all. Pete Davidson clearly has a secret weapon.
Yeah. Well, and...
Don't just accidentally. No.
And Ariana Grande accidentally revealed it on an
Oh, that's
AMA
right. She
once.
Did. Yeah, she did. Yeah. So, he's got a unique set of skills, and some of the most famous yeah. women in the world are discovering them. Yeah.
Ariana was answering questions from her fans, and one of her fans asked her how long her latest single was, but she thought the question was about Pete.
Yes,
and
yes.
she answered it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think he's well-equipped, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, he also said that he just walks up to women and says, hey, this is what I'm about. You either like it or you don't, and they love it.
I'll try it, Greg. I'll see you.
You should try it.
Yeah, give that a go, John. Yeah.
All right, Jorge, your turn.
All right, so apparently there are still honest people in this world. Over this weekend, somebody called me. I didn't recognize the number, but they called me. They said, hey, are you guys looking for an iPhone 13? And I said, yes, I just went with the story. He said, okay, so apparently somebody left it here at a baseball park, and it automatically clicked. My dad and my brother were practicing at a baseball park. Okay. So I text my brother, hey, listen, tell dad he left his phone back there. Long story short, they go back to the park. They find it. A couple hours later, this person calls me back. His name's Jacob, by the way. Jacob texts me. He's like, hey, man, did you guys find your phone? I said, yes, I appreciate it. I told my dad to somehow take care of Jacob. We have his information. We have his text. There's got to be a way where we can, you know, pay him back for the good deed.
Right.
Sure.
What should my dad do to pay Jacob back for returning the iPhone 13?
Question. That's a good question.
The first thing that popped into my head, Mace, $100 Apple Pay card. Like $100, basically give him an Apple card for $100.
Okay.
That seems about right? I mean, $100 is a gesture. You know, it's not a gigantic gesture.
And you
it's
can
not
send
that expensive
it,
a gesture.
You can send it digitally. Right. Jorge, you have his number, so that's all you need. You don't need to bother him with anything. Just say, hey, man, obviously, you know, you saved my family a lot of hassle and money. Just a small token of our appreciation. Send him $100.
That feels about right. Either that or a nice dinner. You know, a nice dinner, gifts are
Mace? You there?
Did we lose your Mace?
Oh, did he unplug his machine again?
Kicked it again.
Unbelievable. Jeez. But, yeah, Jorge, I think that solves your problem. I think that...
So $100? $100 sounds fair.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, you could even do 50. I mean, I'm sure the guy... If I was that guy, I would have played that exactly like he did. If I knew there was a way to get a hold of you, I would have done it. I wouldn't expect anything.
Yeah.
But if you want to give him 50 or $100, I think that's a nice thing.
My thing is, like, how did you unlock the phone and call me, right? Like, it just didn't click with me, but it doesn't matter because we got the phone back. You
right.
feel me?
Maybe it was your dad's phone?
Was, yes.
My guess is your dad probably doesn't keep it locked all the time. Mm. I don't think my mom keeps her phone locked, but I don't know. So maybe that was it. Or maybe the guy would like just knows I was way around an Apple phone and figured it out.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, this is a nice phone. I just want to return it, man.
Yeah,
I'm like, cool, man.
Him.
I appreciate that. So,
good for him.
Thanks, Jacob.
Yeah, all right,
what's
nice.
Next, Bergman?
All right, so this is actually a good thing that Mace is in here because it's mostly for you anyway. Okay. Halsey is as big of a Laker fan as there is.
She was at the game last night.
Yep, among celebrities. She has been tweeting about them for a few years now and is crazy popular on Twitter when she does. She tweeted last night, might quit music and take a job as an NBA announcer. I have about 2 diamond records and about 4 multi-platinum albums. That's enough. See you soon, ESPN. So, John, would you bring back the third chair for a night just to give her a shot?
100%. Can you get a hold of her?
I can try. We've tried before from the station.
Yeah. Did she tweet that?
She tweeted it, yeah.
Okay, send me that tweet.
Okay.
And I'll try and I'll tell her that what we're about and that we do third chair, and she's more than welcome to come hang out with Michael and I and do the game. I'd love to have her on. I mean, so for people who don't know what Greg's talking about, when the Lakers went through that 5 years of losing when they were not good.
I'm back now.
Okay. We decided to do a thing called the third chair, where we would look around Staples Center and see all these famous celebrities. And in the middle of the second quarter, we would invite one of them to come sit in and do the game with Michael and I. And we were shocked at how many big-name people agreed to do it, from Justin Bieber to Kaley Cuoco to Jack Black to Andy Garcia to Dustin Hoffman. We got all sorts of people to do it. And so if Halsey ever wanted to do that, she would be more than welcome. And we got rid of it because when the Lakers got good again, we wanted all the focus to be on the game. But for her, we would make an exception.
During the Houston game, you should do it.
Yeah.
It's just Houston. There's like a bunch of 19-year-old kids running around.
Right. And for her, she's a big enough name where we would be happy to welcome her in and give her her shot.
Does she want to do it?
Yeah, that was the question. Great. She tweeted last night that she wants to be an NBA announcer.
Right. Oh, she said, Mike, quit music and take a job as an NBA announcer. Yeah, See you soon, ESPN.
Yeah, she was at the game. And had I known that, I don't know if she sent that during the game, Greg, but had I seen it, I would have sent Funches to go look for her.
Yeah, it was 16 hours ago, so whenever that was.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see if we can make it happen.
All right, that can do it.
All right, that's
it. Boy, that was soft.
Well, you
not
left.
As soft as you. Yeah, you were gone.
You unplugged.
Did you kick it out?
By the way, a Bergman tweet from Gino.
Oh, boy.
Calabasas High, your alma mater.
Yes.
Lost 63-0 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
What message do you have for the kids from Calabasas who got beat so badly?
Yeah, to try harder next time. Have a little bit more. Like, go to the coaches.
Go to the coaches and see
what did you not understand about that offense? Why were you not prepared?
JV defensive back Greg Bergman.
Hey, yeah, I was a starting safety.
On the JV team,
I had an interception. I had 13 tackles in a game against Santa Monica. It was a pretty good game for me.
Bergman's entire resume.
Remember Lorenzo Booker, the running back? Yeah. He played for Denver.
How many did he score 13 touchdowns against?
Oh, I mean, he scored a lot, but I did tackle him
the
once.
Talk about Greg Bergman's athletic career.
I mean, if we want to keep talking about it, I can.
No,
I have plenty of stories.
Don't. We don't.
You know, when I got to the varsity,
on your own show.
When I got to varsity,
all right. Coming up next for you, the Rams have made the killer deal of the year. They have acquired Von Miller. If you don't know that story, we will get it for you coming up next. Plus, a winning weekend for the Lakers. And John, I want to ask you. Of all the teams in the NBA, obviously Brooklyn and the Lakers, favorites to win the title. Who do you think is third? That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.